Smile. It's Wednesday. Misty and chill this morning. I cleared off before you got there. I figured I have to brush up on my fence. I didn't feel like doing that today. What happened yesterday? Found something yesterday.
I'm on Zoom. Everybody's on Zoom. There's how many people here are on Zoom at the moment? There's another six people in the show on Zoom. 12. No, the Gilsman love secrets. 12. Reb Shmuel, you can come back. We're in the best midrash. There's no one here. Is it all? The Seder. Okay. Soon you're going to have to apply for a password if you want to stay on Zoom. We're getting rid of Zoom. It's impossible to do this VOD on Zoom. It's not shy. Especially when the base midrash is empty and there's no one here and everybody's at Chisunim. And come to get back to normal a bit, long as we can. The Seder, okay.
This chair's more comfy.
I'm not in the world for comfort. People who want to be comfortable don't come to this VAD. That's not what this is about. This is about...
That's bodily comfort. This is mentally comfort. There's complete difference.
Listen, we're not talking to the British. The British, Chutzmi Menashe, the British are not part of the conversation because in England, it's also to change. So we're not going to change anybody else.
Good. I'm glad you appreciate that.
Somebody told me yesterday you can't do Kiruv in England because Kiruv means people change. And in England, it's also to change. So at least that's why I wear a mask and nobody can see what's going on behind the mask. At least my face.
That's why I came here, so I could change.
Oh, so you have to come to the Beis Midrash. You can't change on Zoom. So, Beseder, Tov, it was easy to get Zoom into the house. How do you get it out? It's not so simple. All right. Tov, we're on Daf Resh Mem Gimel. We saw a very important Yesod yesterday. That this goes all the way back to the beginning of creation. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world by creating a void. There first has to be a void. There first has to be a space in order to allow Chesroinus to come into the world. Hashem wants to give, but he wants us to earn the giving. He's to have somebody who's lacking in order to give to. So he first creates a void. So Hashem creates Yesh Miayin. That means he creates this void. He pulls himself out. He hides himself, whatever's going on there. And then he puts himself back in a hidden form, which allows us to go look for him, to find him, to be like him. So, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do. Ultimately, a Jew is asking himself, how do I become more and more like Hashem? That's all that's really troubling a Jew. So, just 1 second. So, Hashem creates a void. And in that void, we get to exist and do what we have to do. In the same way, we also boil olamos. We have to also be like Hashem and create Yesh Mi'ayim. You can only create Yesh Mi'ayim against the background of a void. If you have something and you utilize it, so then you just used what you had. That's very beautiful. That's lovely. You'll get schar for that. But you never created anything Yesh Mi'ayim. You created Yesh Mi'yesh. The Akedah, by the way, was the greatest moment in human history of a human being creating Yesh Mi'ayim. That was the Akedah was. The Akedah was a moment of creation of Yesh Mi'ayim. Avraham Avinu had nothing of his own in order to go through the Akedah. It went against everything that he believed in, everything that he understood, and everything that was true because he was right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Yitzhak Shechter. And Avraham Avinu knew that, and he still had to go do that. That's a Yesh Mi'ayim. There you have to dig up something that doesn't exist and create from there. So that's the vort. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we understand a little bit the Yisurim. The Yisurim is that header, is that void that gets created in a person's life where he has to reveal things from himself, Yesh Mi'ayim. He has to take things that he didn't have before and utilize those koichuses. And that's the Yetzirah Yesh Mi'ayim, and that's the big difference we saw. We saw the big, big difference between the two people. The person who's struggling and battling and suffering and falling and getting up and struggling and building, maybe even building very little. And there's another guy who's mamash building who knows what about the guy who's building unbelievable edifices in Torah and Yira. He's not creating anything new because he's just using the talents he has and he's just carrying on, which is choshuv, not belittling that. But you can't compare the godless to somebody who's struggling and battling and falling and suffering and works against the background of suffering. It says you can't, somebody who learns Torah b'shas atchak, somebody who learns Torah when things are really bad, there's nothing you can compare that to. There's no one as great as that. So that's the Shoresh, the understanding of the Yisurim. The Yisurim there parallel the Tzimtzum, the void that Hashem created in the beginning in order to allow the world to exist. Hashem creates in our lives Chesroinos in order to allow us to create Yesh Mi'ayim, in order for us to build and develop what is there to be built. And then it's ours. You own it because you created it, Yesh Mi'ayim. Okay, it's obviously not the same Yesh Mi'ayim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yesh Mi'ayim, aval it's that's the story. Okay. Azoy.
I have a question. We cannot say that what is important is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. That means if someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects not a lot of difficulties, why not? That means it's the purpose of life. It's the important things, not to have difficulty or less difficulties. It's the goal. It's clear that if someone have rich people, intelligent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect more than another people.
We're here to fulfill the mission that Hashem gave us with the tools that Hashem gave us to fulfill that mission. Success is determined by how much you fulfilled your mission. That means, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu got 98%. Well, again, I'm just saying out of Lo Mishaneh. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu got 98%, and I got 98%. Yeah? Now, when you look at me against Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't even get onto the radar screen. I'm not even Moshe Rabbeinu's toenail. But in Shemaim, you'll get the same schar. Because you both fulfilled your potential to the same extent. Now, Chinami, if someone had a good memory, and you remembered things, you don't get rewarded for that. You don't get rewarded for that. You have to use that tool in order to build something and to develop something, to build your potential. Hashem gives you the tools to build the potential. You don't get rewarded for the tools Hashem gave you. You get rewarded for the job that you did. And we can't compare two people because not everybody's different. Only Hashem knows how to reward the two people that did something different. The question is, what did you do? You remembered things well. You had a photographic memory. Why do you want to be rewarded for that? Hashem put a camera in your head and everything you looked at, you remembered. You don't get reward for that. You didn't build anything. You just used the tool. If you're an electrician and your boss gives you an electric drill, say, to drill a hole in the wall, you don't get paid for having an electric drill. You get paid for the work you did with the tools you were given. For sure. You have a job to do and you get kalim to do that job. Very often, the kalim that are needed to do the job is the yisurim, are the difficulties, are the struggles, are the problems. That's where in Achinami, we don't go looking for them. But we all have yisurim in our lives. There's nobody who doesn't have yisurim in his life. What is the nature? What is the purpose of those yisurim? It's to provide, according to what we're saying, it's to provide the space in which you can grow and develop to your best potential. Whereas if everything was just easy and smooth and nice, you wouldn't. you wouldn't grow your potential because there wouldn't be a need for you to do anything. It's dafka when there's a problem, when there's a yisurim, then you have to now pick yourself up by your bootstraps and go do something. That's where you build muscle. That's where you earn the reward. That's when you become more and more like Hashem.
So Moshe Rabbeinu worked 98% and he comes up with this beautiful gift wrapped present. I work 98% and I come up with a little scrap of wrapping paper. So how am I rewarded the same? Because I've got a little scrap of wrapping paper and he's got a beautiful present.
You're not rewarded for the outcome. You're rewarded for the effort. And for you to get to 98% is exactly the same as Moshe Rabbeinu getting to 98%. Because with your tools, in order to build that little scrap or whatever it was, took the same amount of effort as Moshe Rabbeinu took to build what he built.
So it is effort, not the final product.
For sure. For 100%. It never is the end product. The end product's got nothing to do with you. The end product is a gift that Hashem gives you or not. You'll see people have made enormous effort in certain areas and weren't matzliach, and they're going to get rewarded for that. Noach Weinberg opened 5 yeshivas, and they closed before he opened Eishet Torah. He'll get paid for reward for all those yeshivas that he opened. Ah, but they weren't matzliach. Yeah, but he built a yeshiva. The fact that it was matzliach or not had nothing to do with him.
You see it from the beginning of time with Cain and Hevel. They both bore the korban, but it was the effort which went into it which was important.
Of course. The kavanas, the effort, what you do. Hashem's not interested. Hashem doesn't need us to do things. Hashem can take care of that very well. Hashem can, you have a next door neighbor who needs money, so you go give him stock. Well, you think Hashem can't feed this guy, needs your help. You're not being paid. It's much more complicated than this, obviously. The cheshbon is more complicated, but I was just trying to answer Shmuel's question. For sure, you get paid for what you had to do. You were given a job to do. You had to bring out certain potential. That's what you get paid for. How much of your potential did you bring into the world? All that happens in the next world is they show you what you could have been and they show you what you made. What you could have made of yourself and what you did make of yourself. That gap is what's Gehenna. Okay, all right. Back to Yisurim. Atan Avi Native, as Maimra Shalbala Tanya, we saw this, but let's just go through it again. Shachamishim Shanash, Dvekas Beteira, Enim Avias Yasadam, Dvekas Bebari Yisparach. 50 years of being Dovak in Teira doesn't bring a person to Dvekas in Akosh Bohu as much as Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Asibahu, ki Kabbalah Yisurim, mi etzema Dvekas Mamash. The Kabbalah of Yisurim, that is Dvekas. Because there you're beduke like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're creating Yesh Miayin, like Hashem. HaTorah and Mitzvahs hem imtzoyim lehivyes ha'adam ledveikus. The Torah and the Mitzvahs are means which bring you to Dveikus im HaKodesh Baruch Hu. They're more than that, but for the purpose of this discussion, they are means to bring you to Dveikus, to make you more and more doyim leboire. V'ilimetzias ahed he Dveikus atzmoy. The metzias of the tzimtzum, the metzias of the yisurim, that is dveikus itself. Not a thing that brings you to. It is the thing itself. It's the space in which you create Torah and mitzvahs. There you can come to being dovuk and fulfill your purpose of cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ava. Okay. That's all from yesterday and the day before and the day before. Now we start fresh. Namchish es advarim b'moshel dimyoini. Let's bring an imaginary sort of Disney marshal. Now tell us, imagine for ourselves, Kikaimus Muchona Musagelis, Latich Matochot Shonot Lofchum Lialomim. We have a machine that can take different pieces of metal and turn them into diamonds. Muchono Achas Osekis Bafichazahav Lialomim. You have one machine that takes gold and makes it into diamonds. B'chonaze atalich amnam katzad, takes very quick, doesn't take a long time. Achoy ma'agolem yakav akash l'soga. The raw material is very hard to find. Gold's not so easy to find. And it's also very expensive. Lumas okayemes b'chona acheres shebo talich hayutzu oruch umegia. There's another machine that the process of making gold, making diamonds from this particular metal, it takes quite a long time. This machine can make, it takes a long time, but it can make diamonds from any material, anything you've got. You can take garbage. Which machine would you buy? You can buy the machine that turns gold into diamonds very quickly, but you need to buy gold. And the difference between the price of gold and the difference of diamonds, the profit's much smaller. Or you can get a machine that takes anything and turns it into diamonds, but it takes a long time. Which machine would you choose? So call Maskil. I don't see there's no Maskils here. There's no one with what he calls intelligence. Nobody knows what to choose. So he says it's a double posture that anybody with half a brain would choose the machine that makes diamonds from garbage. The process is long and difficult. You have whatever you need all the time. You have the raw materials all the time. You can make as much diamonds as you want, and the profit is massive. You have to wait and you have to work hard. This marshal, he says, is very deep. Sounds very posh, but he says it's very deep, and it comes from the beginnings of time, the beginnings of the Bria. But the reign is of Rabbi Yis Koiches and Nefesh Amugos Veitanim. Haymunav Abatochan Hayinutum Baifin TV Benafoshes Vegam Amidas Hayumichodos. At Shiudi Hayemegir Leklal Kas Hayuchoyim Lavo Zmanim Tova. Rakin Yonim Hayimuchodim Beemes Hayololim Loitzi Adam Mikhailov. Let's go through this slowly. There were previous generations where people had unbelievable koichas and nefesh. There was spiritual depth. We know what Yiras HaDoris is. You saw people with unbelievable, powerful, deep koichas and nefesh. Imuna and betochen flowed naturally from these people. And also their midas, sterling midas compared to today, which teenager would lie on the couch talking on the phone while her mother's battling to make Shabbos? Your grandmother, she would lie on the couch while her mother was busy preparing for Shabbos and talk on the phone, and she wouldn't see that there was something wrong with that maybe she should get up and help. Today, that's a double poshut, that you don't have to get up and help. In those days, there were people that actually did something, you know, they took responsibility. There were teenagers that ran whole families during the war. So these people admit is that koichas and nefesh that we can't understand. If a person got angry, those kind of people would get angry, and they did get angry. There's books written from those generations about anger, but it would have to be something really important, really choshev to get you to get angry. Lo kein ataba doreinu, kasher rabba atirdes vayisurim v'gam koichas hanefesh v'aguf nechshelo. We live in a world where yored chushelo oilam, physical chush either, that has halachic ramifications, not just the stama oof, we're such a low generation. Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila, but there's a metzias. The same way there's a metzias of arichas yomim. There were doires where there was gezeira of short years. We live in a generation where there's a gezeira of arichas yomim. There's also a gezeira of yerit chul shel olam. So, and the yisurim just gets worse and worse and worse. We know Chazal told us the closer we get to Mashiach, the worse the yisurim are going to get. Let Mashiach come, but let me not live to see it. That's the lotion of Chazal. As Yudi Oymed Kamam Pamim Beyond Bifnani Sainus Kashim shall cast void void. We get irritated quickly, we get angry very quickly. A person has dozens of Nisainus like this. Im Yiskel Avinus a Shalophon over Yoichalahdil Liboy say a dear kinda tuna beyodam choida musigelis yutu alami mikolash from his dominus. If he understands that every moment he has a machine that's taking all this nonsense and turning it into diamonds, that's what he is. Rav Avigdor Miller has a Moed Kashia called Diamonds on the Road. You're walking down the road. You're walking from your house to Davani in the morning. You know how many diamonds you can pick up on the way? Or if you're driving, you know how many diamonds you can pick up along the way? From anything. You just have to use your seichel properly. Today, a person has unbelievable opportunities to make diamonds from what looks like garbage. Dafka ahead of a hachisorin yechonim ilayis menutzolim. It's dafka the head, it's dafka the chisroinus, it's dafka the difficulties that a person can turn into diamonds. By the way, you can turn the good into diamonds as well. When you're walking to shul in the morning, be grateful you have shoes. It's not nice walking barefoot. So you could be celebrating your shoes and thanking Hashem for that. That's just simple. besides everything else, Modea Nila Fonecha, you know, I know one guy, it was a joke, but he used to say, by the time I finish saying Moideh, it's time for Mincha. He wakes up in the morning, he starts saying Modea Ani, and then by the time he finishes saying thank you for everything else, you say thank you for Zekva Mincha, he must Shachris. Yeah, it's a joke, but it's true. The person would sit down and write the list of everything he has to say thank you for. You could write for hours and hours. So there's positive ways of also turning into diamonds. But even just the difficulties, the suffering, the problems, the in this country, just dealing with the bureaucracy. Just try and phone Chevrat Chashmal, or try and phone the Iriya, or try and deal with your Anona Hanocho. Those that's ashpa, that's garbage. And yet you can turn it into diamonds if you know how to deal with it properly. Dafka ha-hedeva ha-chesoren yechonim liyeis menutzolim al yedei ha-adam b'kol regel l'man ha-fichosem le-yalomim. Every moment the person has opportunities to turn it into diamonds. Yehudim b'deires ovru chai ba-anias u-b'dechokos ha-tzuma. There were Yidden that lived previously, not all Yidden, different tekufas, but there were tekufas of poverty that Yidden lived in poverty that's beyond our imagination. The richest people of those generations didn't have nothing that we've got. The poorest person today is more than the biggest Gvir had 100 years ago. Those difficulties didn't keep them from fulfilling their mission in the world. They actually held that was good. That was lechatchila. They were worried that if they would get the oishia, yeah, would get the wealth, yeah, it would take away from the olam haba. It was an isoin, they didn't want it. It was better not to have. Lo kein anu ashekol doichek bepanosa moitzi otanim mishalves chayenu. As today, the smallest isoin in panosa, whatever, takes us out of our mind. Person can't damn it. He can't think. He can't function properly because he doesn't. If a person just mitgabez a little bit when he's suffering from all these nisyonos, he creates yesh miayin. You just did something, yesh miayin. In that way, a person fulfills mashlims, his purpose in the world and the purpose of the whole world. And he's migale, he brings into this world, into this void, he brings the light of Hashem into his life. That's our mission in the world, is to take the difficulties and to utilize them properly for what we were brought in the world to do. Now, that's not so posh, by the way. That's not so posh. We know that. That's why they're called Yesurim. If Yesurim weren't Yesurim, they wouldn't be Yesurim. You know, that is an Yisoyin, and it is a difficulty. But if a person just understands, even just doing something small, even just doing something a little bit, depriving yourself of the teeniest little bit of gashmias, to start with that, you don't have to buy everything that comes out onto the market new. We're so immersed in gashmias. Unbelievable, unbelievable. I keep hearing the story, you know, if I would make the following deal to you, and I'm not saying the mice, we have to learn from the mice, but you have to learn from the midah. Rav Dessler lived, I mentioned this before, Yamastama, but it's worth repeating. I don't think this is shaykh, it's not relevant, but the midah is relevant. Rav Dessler rented the upper floor of a building, and the Balabais lived downstairs. It was a man who owned the house, it was two komot, and the Balabais lived downstairs, and Rav Dessler lived upstairs and paid rent. The Balabais died, so Rav Motcha Miller came to Rav Dessler, was his Talmid Muvach. I heard this from Rav Miller, and he said to Rav Dessler, we can buy the house. Yeah, you get a mortgage from the bank. We rent out the bottom floor. The rent from the bottom floor will pay off the mortgage, and you can live upstairs rent-free. And you own the house. It's a good deal, that. I'm not a businessman, but ask the businessman. That sounds like a good deal. Instead of paying rent, you buy the house, you rent out the bottom floor that pays off the mortgage. You don't have to pay any extra, and you just save rent. You don't pay rent, and you own the house. No, that's not a good deal. I mean, if someone would offer that to me, I'd be very grateful. If any of you out there have got such a deal of a bakvakasha, please bring it to me. I'll be more than interested in maybe looking at something like that. So what did Rav Dessler say? No, I don't want to do that. The Miller said, why not? He said, I don't want to be connected to bricks. When I leave this world, I want to leave this world as unattached as possible. In fact, Rav Dessler, before he passed away, found different moissids that he could give all his possessions to. He gave away everything. He died penniless. At Kaday, they say that when he needed to write a letter, he would go to the yeshiva and ask him if he could borrow a piece of paper, because he didn't even have that. He gave away everything. Because when he died, he didn't want to have any sheikhs to this world. Now, that's, for us, not relevant. That's not even tribe. But I'm saying the midah is a midah. You can apply that principle in our own lives to little things. I don't have to have the latest, the newest, the best. Before you bring something new, gashmis, into your house, stop. Because once it's in, you can't live without it. You lived without it up to now. But the minute you bring it, you won't be able to live without it. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe because you need the extra money, you're putting yourself into extra nisayness that nobody asked you to put yourself into. I'm just giving examples. There's enough yisurim and enough nisayness without creating more for ourselves. Sometimes you have to get it. Maybe it's not for you. It's your wife needs this. These are complicated questions. I'm just trying to explain the yisod, a little bit of a yisod here. If a person remembers what his mission in this world is, so it's much easier to stay focused on remembering what his mission is. It's much easier to have betochen and to take your betochen further if you don't need too much. Because when you don't get what you need, then you're not so disappointed. If you need a lot and you don't get it, you'll be very disappointed. If you don't need so much, so then if you don't get it, you're not so disappointed. You'll manage. You'll miss the day. You can take your betochen further. Okay, that's the vote about Yisurim. That's the, we've still got a bit of time left. You can go weiter. That's the vote about Yisurim and how one has to grapple with this and deal with this. Is remember, every difficulty, every challenge, everything that doesn't go your way is an opportunity to make a diamond, but just responding to it properly. Even if a person in the middle of an Yisrael just turns around and says, Hashem, please help me. I know this is from you. Even if he doesn't mean it, but he starts off by saying it. That's what they call auto-suggestion today. The psychologists call that auto-suggestion. Slowly, slowly, it starts sinking in. It's a wonderful opportunity. Don't waste it. You know, you're off to go speak to the bank manager. You've got this problem, that problem, chinuch problem, from vice problem, whatever the problem is, love to come money, a health problem, whatever. Ask Hashem to help you. That's all. Start with that. There's a gam yalom. And on the positive, don't be shy to look at the unbelievable chesed that Hashem is doing for us all the time and thank him for that as well. Zegam yalomim. Okay. Let's start a little bit, but we'll have to pick up tomorrow. But let's just start the next tikkul here quickly. We've got 5 minutes. Zechini le is bonav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know, we've said that all along. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokecho. We have the enormous merit of being bonim l'Hashem Elokecho. Kepshutoi. Tafkideni leis ha-shagririm v'ayim etzegim shel Hashem b'kol ha-olam kuloi. We have a tafkid of being the ambassador and the representatives of Hashem in the whole world. Where the Beis HaMikdash stood, that used to radiate a light from that high mountain to the whole world. When Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he made a tefillah that's still Mekayim Hayom. Shlomo HaMelech Davin, the Goy, that's not from your nation, Hashem. He's not a Yid. Ubam Eretz Rechoika, and he comes from a far place. He comes from Japan, let's say, or from North Korea, South Korea. Can't come from North Korea because you can't get out of there. But he comes from South Korea, like they used to come before Corona, yeah? Leman Shimcho. Because they've heard about your great name and your outstretched hand and your strength, etc. Yeah. They'll come and daven to this house. And Da-da-da, long story there, but the bottom line is that when the goyim come to daven at the Beis HaMikdash, you should answer the tefillahs Hashem, they should know that you run the world, that it's all from you. Big Kiddush Hashem. That's why they still come in droves today, well, today not, but, you know, the Japanese, the Koreans, they have this Masada still. But all the Japanese come into the Kaisel for, and they stand there and they pray, whatever, because they have this Masada. They know that if you come and daven there by the Beis HaMikdash, your prayers get answered. We don't see it so clearly. If Klomar didn't ask for Klal Yisrael that. You bought him a Tem L'Shem Elokecha. He asked for the Kiddush Hashem. There shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem. Uladat Kishimcha Nikra L'Bayis Hazeh Hashem Baniti. That they will know that your name is called on this house that I've built, Shlomo says. Kaycha Ya Matzav Kasher Abayis Amad Al Mechoinoy. Eina Ha'amim Ayin Noises El Har Abay El Har El Ha Bayis Hashem. V'adov Ha'ivi L'Kiddush Hashem Shemayim Godol Bo'ilam Kulem. Everybody turned to the Beis Hamikdash. The Goyim looked to the Beis Hamikdash, and it was the unbelievable Kiddush Hashem in the world when Shlomo ruled and the Beis Hamikdash stood, the first Beis Hamikdash. Ulam Doivin Leiv Lo Zachinu Beis Hamikdash Nechrab. Beis Hamikdash got destroyed. Mikan Ve'Eile Chutel Aleinu Tafkid Chadash. Now Jews have a new job. Letzeit Legalotu Lefalsim Esanun Hashem B'Kol Olam. To go and spread Imun and Hashem all over the world. Golus. They're called Pina Nidachas, in the worst, further ways, the most remote corners of the universe. Vamna Midele Kol Kitzve Tevel Vepirsomo Esimunus Hashem Boilom. And Yidden have got to every Pina, every corner of the world, the Yidden have got to. Maybe not to the jungles of the Amazon, that's why they're still primitive, that's why they still eat each other. But wherever Yidden went to in the world, people got some kind of a culture, some kind of a morality. They got it from us. Ulam yesh le da'at shepisim gilu kovar Hashem bo'olam einu lo rak lerochav ela gam ba'omek. It's not enough to just spread it out wide. It also has to go deep. Tafkidenu lelagod lefalsim esamunu b'Hashem gam b'makoymes hashveilim v'hanemuchim b'yosef. Person has to get into the darkest, deepest places in order to be megal Hashem Shemayim, not just in the nice places. Makoymes he'nadorim kimat legamres or Hashem. The places where there's almost no or Hashem left at all. Tel Aviv. V'kach anu yoytskim esno. Tel Aviv actually has. It's a lot of Torah in Tel Aviv, surprisingly. You'll be in for a big surprise. When Moshe comes, you'll see how much Torah there is in Tel Aviv. V'kach anu yoytskim es ha-yosodos le-benayim ha-chudash al-beis ha-migdash shlishi. When you do that, when you go into those places, you makar Hashem Shemayim, that's laying the foundations for the further, for Beis Shlishi. And that's our job. That's our tafkid. Used to be makar Hashem Shemayim wherever we go. By being makabel the Yisurim, by utilizing the midas tovus we have to show the people that there's a Boreh Olam in the world. Okay, that will continue. We'll pick up that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, have a good day, Rabbi Sa. Shkoch, thank you for coming. Ah, the one yid that...
Thanks, Avshar.
Pop in.